tells that woman that she's not good enough.
Wow. That's serious. That is, if you have to make her over again. And then too, they can't handle a strong woman. They have, that's that altered ego. That is that, I read something with that, there was a disorder of an individual who walks in that status. They have to be on top of everything. If they can't control you, Wade, they're like little, and I don't, well, I'm gonna use it, like little weasels trying to find a little loophole to come on in and try to cause a distressor, and they get off on making you weary and disturbed, and it makes them feel like they're macho, they're men. No, you're just a little weasel trying to find your way at the expense of degrading the beautiful woman that you're trying to seek after. I know this is hardcore, y'all. Y'all give me a smile or something, because I know we're talking good. I know we're talking good here.
But okay. They fail to realize, these power-hungry people, if you treat her with love and lift her up, she will put a crown on your head.
You stay
she will
on.
Treat you like the king that you're supposed to be.
Yes. Yes. That is key. You know, it's really something, and men, and you go tell your friends in case they're not in here, men, God put that love in her because he made her from your side. Hear me out. I'm going back to in the word of God. Made her from Adam's side. Okay. He did not pick her up out of the dirt, yet he made dirt. He made you, picked you up out of the dirt, but he made her from the side of you. But you have to understand, when he made her, he called her very good. He said, you were good, and we're not taking that away from you. But there's something about the woman that the Lord said, very good. And there's something about the woman that she can hold her own. She can be your backbone. She could be your strength. But you have to learn how to treat her. So we're telling you things on what you should do and what you should not do. If you are, okay, I need to rectify some things. I need to even change. I'm talking to men now. I need to change my way of thinking and what have you. Stop trying to break her down. Stop trying to break her down, especially when she has suffered much. And hear me out. Life has dealt her a wrong blow. And then you're going to come and punch her in the stomach. You're going to come and hit her in the chest. She's opening the door to receive you back. She's trying to build you up. But because of the way you feel within yourself, you don't want that strength because you don't have the strength yourself. What do you think about that, Victoria?
Ooh, I just got to take a breath on that, deep breath on that one, because it's so true. It's sad that a man has to belittle a woman to make himself feel big.
Yes.
One thing the scripture says, now we're going into the word of God.
Yes.
The Bible says, in Genesis, that it wasn't good for man to be alone.
Right.
So if the scripture says that God made him a help meet, we like to say mate, but it says help meet because right. God knew that men could not make it on their own by themselves. Right. So he sent the woman to help meet the need.
Come on. Come on.
A good woman is the best thing a good man could have because right. you can rule the world if both of you guys are on the same page.
That's a mouthful. If you were on the same, but if you went into a relationship with the wrong mindset, you're headed for trouble. Cause I'm going to tell you folks, I'm going to tell you brothers, men, white, black, Asian, Russian, whatever. A strong woman is just not going to take the okey-doke. You can try to bring her down all you want to. Like I said, she done went through some things. And guess what? Her test came to make her strong. And because she's strong, she can hold your back up. She can stand behind you and hold you up. You understand? And so, and Victoria, we're saying that the treatment has to be different. Okay? And stop. One of the things you have to, I really believe this. I believe before you men go into any relationship, check yourself. Look in the mirror and do an analysis and deal with your shortcomings. Okay. In the season that we're living in today, she's not going to put up with a lot of the foolishness that she has put up in the past, because now women are understanding their value. The ones who've got some sense, I'll say that. The ones who've got some sense, they understand their value. And they're not going to just go for the okey-doke. And I've noticed even in counseling, some of the men get just really agitated. Well, she won't do this and she won't do that and she won't do this and she. She won't bow down when I come home. She won't stroke my hair. She won't have my bath water. She won't go mow the lawn. She won't paint the house. She while you are playing.
And guess what? And she's not going to cut the grass and she's not going to paint the house. She's going to leave you and find someone who will do it for her, and she will cook and clean and love on him while you sitting there talking crazy. Don't let me go there.
Because go there, girl. Then we in the kitchen. Come on with it.
We're talking about all races.
Yeah.
But they will go outside of their race so that they can get love and respect.
Come on. And listen, folks, it's happening right before your eyes. You better ask somebody. I mean, I'm seeing it all the time. And listen, and it's not, and I'm not telling because God told us to love everybody. My dad asked me the question, would I marry outside of my race? I said, sure would. If he loved me right, and I was in the last year of my high school, months of my high school, I said, if he treated me right and I loved him, guess why? Guess why I said that? Because I saw the dysfunctions in my own family, you see. And many of us have been through that. And we declared as women that, and what happened is I looked in the church. Let's be real. I thought being equally little, just cause they sitting up there in the church don't mean that brother got it together, y'all. Okay. Because the devil goes to church.
Well, he's on the roll and sometimes he's sitting in the pulpit.
He's sitting on the pulpit. In the deacon seat, come on now, singing in the choir, come on, taking up offering, opening up the door, letting you in, come on. Be careful, men, come on, shake yourself. Don't stay stuck on stupid and purpose. And I'm feeling she has insulted my manhood. I've insulted absolutely nothing. Okay. If you feel that way, then you didn't feel much about yourself from Jump Street. Okay. Sometimes it's when you dealt the raw word, it's hard for you to swallow because men have been walking, I say, stuck on stupid on purpose. So they don't want to be accountable. We love you, my brothers. We love you and we need you to do better because our children are suffering. You having babies everywhere. That does not declare you a man. Say on. No more than it declares a woman being a mother. Okay. But we dealing with you today. Just because you can pass a seed and they go to marching. And the thing that's going now in these high schools, listen up. They get one girl pregnant, and next week they got their arm around another girl, and the pregnant one walking right past them, and he's ignored her like he had nothing to do with her. Do you know that they've learned that behavior from seeing some of their fathers and their granddaddies and their brothers, older brothers do the same thing? We got to stop this. This is, to me, a curse. Okay, what do you think about that, Victoria? Then we're going to go down our list. We got some more stuff to talk about.
It is truly a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to wake up and open up their eyes and know who they are.
Yes.
And you know who tells us who we are? If you have a relationship with God, God reveals to you who you are. Parents seed into who you are.
Yes.
But you have to have some kind of self-worth. A lot of the things the men get away with because the women allow them to.
Wow.
And then they're looking to these men. They're saying they don't have an identity. So So they allowed a man to give them their identity.
Wow.
So when the man changes his decree over the woman, and at first she was the best thing since sliced bread. At first she was the apple of his eye. Then when she makes him mad, he wants to call her a female dog.
Yep.
And you stay and take it. You are a glutton for punishment.
Right.
You might step on my foot the first time, but the second time around, I'm going to shift. And sometimes the best thing for you to do is shift on out of that relationship.
Stay on.
Somebody said there's a shift in the atmosphere. If things aren't right, why stay?
That
you
part.
Can change your own situation. But I love him, but evidently he don't love you if he beating you up and doing other crazy stuff. Learn how to love yourself, because when you love yourself, you will save yourself from headache. When you love yourself, you won't be verbally abused. When love yourself, you won't keep on letting this man cheat on you, and you know he cheating. You know the girlfriend name. I almost said something. Rise up, woman. Know who you are. You're not a little girl. You're a grown woman now. Act like it. Put your big girl panties on. Put on your clothes and walk out the door and make a greater life for you. You don't have to be less than.
Right. Right.
You have power over that. The thing is, you gave your power away. And men, we are not men bashers.
Come on.
You know you can do better. If you don't know how to do better, take a class.
That part.
If you don't know better, talk to somebody that you know got some good sense, that's doing things right.
Yes.
Not just doing things, that's doing things right. There are young guys who look up to these old players. Like I said on last week, they started out young players and it looked good. But what you don't know, that girl that's on his arm, he paid her to be there.
Ooh.
You like, he got it going on. He got one over here and he got one over there. That's because he paying one light bill on one side of town and paying somebody else's rent on the other side of town. But there's nobody there that wants to be there on a regular because he don't know how to act. They just tolerate him for his children.
Right.
And his retirement.
Right.
And then when she leaves him, he think he got it going on. She got a real man around the corner saying, come on, let's spend his money together. Wake up, men of God.
That part.
You know what? Be crazy. Look at these young men and tell them the right thing to do instead of the foolish things to do.
And learn from your own behavior. And, you know, I'm hearing, I'm sorry, Victoria, but you own it, girl, because it's real talk. It has caused such distress in the human race because, like we said, it's all over the place. This is not something just in one little group over here in one little, it's all over the world, this kind of foolishness, the disrespect. First of all, men, you disrespecting yourself, period. When you come out that way, if you cheat on her and you lie to her face, you are disrespectful to God who made you, okay? Because there is a blueprint for your behavior and how you're supposed to act. One of the other ones, Victoria, and you said for them to wake up. They need to wake up and smell the car. Oh my goodness, we got so much to talk about. We hurt her heart. A real man will never do anything that will hurt a woman. Be a real man always. We're trying to tell you how to get back, how to come up out of the dungeon, how to come out of that darkened place where you look like you got it going on. Come on out and smell the coffee and walk in the headlight. We're blowing the whistle today. Hurt her heart. And then don't ignore her feelings just because you're the man. That's what we're trying to tell you. We're not bashing, as Miss Victoria said, we're not bashing. But we need you to understand that the ones that you're dealing with have feelings too. They've been hurt too. You beat her down to the point where she don't even want to get up and put on no makeup. That's bad. And then you're out there looking at eye candy. But you got a good one at home who wants to serve you, and you're doing every damnable thing that you're grown enough to do. Got a side piece in this county. That's the going thing now. You got a side piece over in this county. And Victoria, you said it good. Paying that light bill over there. Paying that light gas bill over there. Buying them food. And being the macho man that you should be doing in your original relationship. Amazing. That's why you can't have a solid relationship. I really believe, Victoria, that God has blown the whistle on all this foolishness. Because his children are suffering. Ignoring her feelings. You ignore her opinions, her suggestions. When you do that, folks, it makes her feel what? Neglected. Baby, I wish you wouldn't go out tonight. It's raining so hard. You know, I'm afraid that you're going to get in an accident. Baby, I'm really feeling uneasy, but you got your side piece over there that you got to get to. So what do? You go out there and your fool self have an accident. You wrap around the pole, you in the hospital, and the one you look for, the one who cares for you the most, who's not wanting and needy, but she's there to help you. And that's the one you call on first. What do you think about that, Victoria?
It's so true. And the sad part about it, men know the women who really love them.
You know it.
And they take advantage of them.
Yes.
And then when they leave, they don't know why they're gone. And then they want to be stalkers and they want them back and all that stuff. But that ship, the thing about hurting a woman, you can hurt her to the point where you will kill the love that she had for you.
Come on.
And you cannot get it back. Most men that do these kind of things have the same testimony about the one who got away.
Yes, I hear that a lot.
She didn't just get away, boo.
She ran,
you
boo-boo.
Ran her away.
Yep.
You forgot. You started off treating her right, and then you forgot and thought she was your property and she would never leave.
Oh, goodness.
But she woke up one morning and smelled the coffee, just like that prodigal son. He woke up and said, I can get better than this stuff in the hog pen. She'll wake up and leave you, and you won't know she's gone until about a week after she already got another apartment and another boo.
You say on.
And that's sad because they lost good women. But yes. Dr. Cece, I do want to say this on the men's behalf.
Go ahead.
There are some good men.
Yes, there are. Yes.
Who have gotten in contact with some trifling women.
Well, we're not going through that right now. We're going to catch that on our next phase.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to catch that because we're not, listen, folks, this is to help us to get it together and to see our mistakes, period. Right now, like I said, we are dealing with the brothers because we want our brothers to stand tall. That is this whole basis for us addressing this. We gave statistics of children who are suffering because their fathers are not at home and they are doing everything. I've heard grown men say that they did sneaky things and had the children with them while they was over at the other girlfriend's house and the mama's at home thinking that something else was going on. Jesus. So he was training his children. These are some of the stories in counseling in my field that I've heard. Okay. And so, one of the viewers called Pip Daddy, Slick Willie. That's what we got going. And it's an epidemic, folk. And we do have some good men. But the ones who are trying to be Slick Willie and Pimp Daddy don't want to hear sound counsel. You see, and they've got this flavor in their mouth and they think it's going to be A-okay. But well, Victoria, listen, we're going to have another segment on this because time is far spent. But my thing is this, the thing that we really degrading her as a person, your actions degrade her as a person. Tell me how you really feel about me by continuing doing what you're doing. You're degrading me as the beautiful woman or the women that God puts in your life that are good women, okay? Like you said, Victoria, the good with the one that got away. No, she ran. She picked up her stuff and headed out before she had a nervous breakdown, okay? Or before she put your lights out. Now listen, these women, they get to a point where you push them back in the corner and they have no hope. They feel like, and then guess what? What's going on now? And y'all better read the news. I mean, I'm up on it. I'm up, I'm reading, and they are putting these men's lights out. They have hurt them so bad. And these women have put out so much love only for them to be degraded because of the type of woman that they are. And then guess what? They walk away with bitterness in their heart to the point where they don't hardly trust no man no more. And that's not fair. And it's not right. And you have to take accountability of the things that have been done. I'm not talking about the good ones. I'm talking about those of you, like the writer says or the viewer says, Slick Willie and Pimp Daddy out there. And some of y'all, we said, I'm a laugh on this one. I already know. Sitting up there sucking on one tooth. Can't hardly walk, can't hardly see, and still trying to be, can't hear, got ear hearing, and still trying to be Slick Willie, okay? And Pimp Daddy, sit down somewhere. Grow, it's time to, for all of us to grow up, you yeah. see? And degrading her, mocking her, okay? You mock her visions, you mock the kind of woman she is, you're mad because she's elegant. You only mad because she's elegant because your self-esteem has come forth. Because you're afraid somebody going to see her for the value that she holds and snatch her away from you. So therefore, you have to use control methods to keep her under your grips. And then you end up abusing her. You become abusers. So you see where we're going with this. You can't keep doing this. And do you think God is not going to come to his daughter's rescue? Sir. You're living in a delusional world, sir. Don't lose your very life, your spiritual life too, over this kind of foolishness. And we're going to end it on that one, degrade her as a person. Victoria, what do you have to say? And I have one more announcement to make. Just give me another word for the men who are trifling, who are projecting what they've projected and yet projecting to even their sons, okay, not being good examples. What do you tell them to encourage them to come out of that kind of mindset?
I would like to just say, learn to love yourself.
That part.
Because if you cannot love yourself, you definitely can't love someone else properly. Right. And I want to say this other part, that verbal abuse is abuse.
Yes.
Words hurt.
Yes.
You didn't slap her across the face, but you called her out of her name.
Right. Right.
Verbal abuse is abuse. And you're better than that. Because right. you wouldn't want anyone to say some of the things you said to your wife.
Right.
You wouldn't want someone to say it to your mother.
Come on. Come on. That's good. I want to say this last word here. Love her. Love her. Love her to the point where she won't want to go anywhere. But Victoria said it best. Gotta love yourself first before you can love right. Love is not competitive to control. That's not love. You're out of control because you need to bring some, because she's strong. Then you have to turn around and make her weak to fit your mold. Listen here. I'm gonna make this declaration from my kitchen. I'm not coming down. And I know, Victoria, you probably feel the same way. I don't want to speak for you. I'm not coming down from all of the hell that I've been through. Listen, because you scared of a strong woman. Say on, Miss Cece.
That's right.
Because they want to mold you and make you and weaken you so that they can feel better. They want to change you. Change yourself, because some people have this ego of control. I have to be on the top. To the point where you degrade her. You make her come away from who they are, educated, loving, and been through some stuff. Listen. Listen. She's not jumping in the same pot with you. I know you say, Miss Cece, you something else. But it's real talk here. Real we talk. Need to get it together and stop doing this foolishness. You don't have a patent on raising nobody, because if you looked at your life, they didn't have a patent either. They was learning. Say on. That's real talk.
That's true.
So we got to learn daily. And guess who got the blueprint? God's got the best one.
Yes, he does.
Find your way to God and he'll teach you. He'll tell you about yourself if you really want to know. And what needs to be changed. Well, folks, this is all for today. And as I first stated, we didn't show ourselves because we're battling this thing here. And so, but God is good. We're feeling better to discuss this today. And I don't want anybody to be offended. Then maybe I do want you to be offended. Maybe you get you some act right. Okay. Real talk here. Cause that's what this is about. This is about us getting it together. Step into your rightful place. Love right. Love right without control and trying to change her. And then when you grow together, you help enrich each other. You understand? And the areas of need that needs to be enhanced. It is bottom line. It is. But if you like a little weasel sitting on the side trying to control somebody, you need to stay over there and sit on the side by yourself until you grow up. Period. All right. This concludes Miss Cece's kitchen today. And we stirring it up real. In fact, we done cut up some ingredients. We still got more to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we will come with it. We're going to come with it real and raw. Thank you, audience, for your dialogue. Thank you for your support. I appreciate you so much. Spread the word. Miss Cece's kitchen is on fire. Yes. The flames are up. Listen, we barbecue in the kitchen. We on the grill, girl.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We got some steaks and some greens in the pot, y'all. Come on here. Yes. With a piece of ham hock in there, making some potato salad. Say on, girl. Yes, my homemade yeast rolls. Come on, peach cobbler. Yes.
And we're trying to strengthen everybody.
Yes.
We're not leaving anyone out. We're talking about the men. We're going to get to the women because we all got to get it right.
We sure do. And it's gonna be hot when we come over here. Come on here with the women's side. It's gonna be hot because we got to deal with some things for real. All right, William, thank you so much, sir, for this time. We were on Studio W Buzz, and that's where you can find us. StudioWBuzz.com. Go on over there. He's got a lot of shows on there. And go to the personalities. That's where you'll find all of the shows. And go ahead and click Miss Cece's Kitchen and subscribe. It's important that you subscribe. Tell us about how you feel. And then to have opened the phone lines, listen, they'll stay open. Drop the number down, 951-228-9980. Trust me, the audience will be able to hear you. Don't be afraid to share. We are running towards change. God bless you today. Thank you so much for joining us. William, back to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another episode of Miss Cece's Kitchen. A little hot there today, wasn't it? Yeah, I understand. So anyway, you can stay tuned. You can check them out every Thursday. That's 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East. And now, not only on the website, if you want to hear this program again, or just share with a friend. Yeah, go and share it with somebody. Go to studiowbuzz.com. Click on the on-air tab, and you'll see a drop-down that says Archive. And you'll find Ms. Cece's Kitchen. She'll be up there in about 24 hours. And also, those of you who are on Twitter or Facebook, the best way to listen is just go to download the app. Apple is studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. And now we're making it even easier for you. Just tell Alexa to launch Studio W. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, and to our listening audience around the globe, please stay tuned to Studio W The Buzz. So smooth jazz and R&B coming up, and we're going to go out the same way we came in. Mr. Norman Brown, Out of Nowhere.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.